Several parents and other community members brought their concerns to the school board. They wanted to know why the police were not contacted immediately after three middle schoolers were accused of participating in an alleged marijuana deal. Several parents referred to an article in the Petersburg Pilot about the incident, which reported that the school principal did not contact police despite a school policy that required him to do so. Parent Greg Lewis wanted some answers.
Is that what happened? And if so, why is the school authorities not following the school handbook? That I don't understand, and I'm just trying to get some answers and understand exactly what happened and exactly why the school didn't follow policy, if that's what actually happened.
The specific issue was not on the board's agenda, and the board wasn't ready with answers or action, but they listened intently as five more people echoed those concerns. Kim Kilkenny's a substance abuse specialist with Petersburg Mental Health Services. Kilkenny said she was alarmed by the level of illegal behavior that she said the schools had dealt with in-house.
This isn't the first incident where we've known of substance use going on, and there has been other illegal behavior. The gun threat of last fall, we've had kids report rape later. It's just, what else needs to happen before the police is called?
The gun incident Kilkenny referred to involved a student who threatened to get a gun and kill people before leaving campus. The district's failure to quickly notify police and fully lock down the schools prompted public complaints that the school had not followed its own policies for such situations. In response, the school board and administrators made some policy changes aimed at improving their response to such incidents. Former school board president Sherry Weekon was among those who were upset over the school's response to that earlier threat, and the recent marijuana incident prompted her to speak out again to the board.
My first statement I'm going to say probably doesn't sound nice, but I'm really disappointed and disgusted that once again a policy has not been followed. Last year the same thing happened where policy was not followed, where there was a death threat. To my knowledge, nothing has ever been resolved of that, and that was something that we had asked for, knowing how we could be assured that this wasn't going to happen again. Now we're dealing with a drug-related issue where violence can easily take place.
Weekon also questioned why the school district was still operating under the 2006-2007 student handbooks and had not yet updated the handbook for the current school year. Another former board member, Donna Marsh, said she was appalled at the way things had been handled.
Kids don't need another adult to be their pal. They need a leader who they can look up to, who will stick by the rules, enforce them as fairly as possible, but to do the right thing, even when it hurts. And I think perhaps that may be where some found themselves. But that's what needs to happen.
Marsh urged the board to let everyone know that the school district has a zero-tolerance policy for illegal drug and alcohol use. Prior to the testimony, Board President Barb Steltz had asked the public not to discuss school personnel by name in their comments, and no one did. But district officials had already acknowledged in the local newspaper that Principal Dave Morris had made the decision not to call police. Morris was out of town taking part in a principal's conference and was not at Tuesday's meeting. KFSK later asked Superintendent Gary Jacobson for more details on the incident in question.
There were two boys observed on the steps of the middle school, doing what appeared to be buying and selling of something. And so David pulled them in and told them to empty their pockets, and they found a small quantity of marijuana. And then he asked them where they got it, and they wouldn't tell him. And then he proceeded to tell them that he would keep it in-house if they would tell him who the source was, which they did. And then they brought the other boy in, and he admitted that he had supplied it. He actually gave it to him. And then one boy sold it for $10.
Jacobson says Principal Morris brought the parents in and told them he was not going to report the matter to police since the boys had cooperated. However, one of the parents objected and wanted police involved. According to Jacobson, Morris did not want to go back on his word to the students, but told the parent that if they wanted to file a police complaint, he would cooperate with police, and Jacobson says that's ultimately what happened. Morris gave the same account of the incident when contacted by KFSK over the phone. Morris said in the course of a day he makes a lot of decisions, and in this incident his main concern was to find out if there was more marijuana in the school. He said he was not trying to go against school policy. Specifically, the handbook's discipline chart says the, quote, use, sale, purchase, possession of alcohol or illegal drugs will be reported to the authorities, unquote. However, the chart is preceded by a passage suggesting it was just meant to provide guidance, but that it, quote, should not be interpreted as absolute. Jacobson does not agree with the principal's decision. He says there needs to be a police presence whenever any criminal activity occurs in the school. Asked whether he thought the school handbook made it clear that police must be contacted in such an incident, Jacobson says yes and no.
The one thing at the beginning of the discipline chart that says this chart has been prepared to provide assistance, it should not be interpreted as absolute. And that's been in there for many, many years, way before I got here. And even before David got here. However, it does. There are some things in here that says that criminal activities should be reported to the police.
That's not the only area of potential confusion in the document. One of the parents who spoke to the board, Dan Goodwin, also pointed out that the handbook sometimes uses the broader term authorities and other times refers more specifically to police. Goodwin wanted clarification about who administrators are supposed to notify in these cases. The high school and middle school handbooks were part of the board's agenda, and board members agreed those handbooks were a mess in need of revision. Randy Lantine.
I mean, there's some language things in here. And this, if we could just write it better so it's straightforward and
we
not
can do that.
Jumping around where you find the punishment on a different page, you know, if we just get it, this is it, as black and white as we can, I think we'll be in good shape. Because we've got the tools here, there's just a lot of confusion.
Yeah,
we're just going to clean it up and we're going to get it done.
The board scheduled a separate work session for later in the week to revise the middle and high school handbooks. Lantine and other board members made a point of thanking the public for raising the issue. They said they were concerned as well, and they pledged to act on their concerns. Board President Barb Steltz.
Just to reiterate for the people who did come and speak and people who didn't feel like they could speak, the people that have called us, that we are working on it, and we will be dealing with it. And your comments are not in vain, and you have been listened to, and we will take it all into consideration. So I just want to assure people that we're not just blowing you off because we couldn't talk about it at this meeting. So, and it will be happening as soon as possible.
Along with an open board work session on the handbooks, the board also scheduled a meeting to discuss the specifics of this incident with the principal in early November. Since it involves personnel issues, the board plans to hold that meeting as a closed-door executive session. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.